Former naval service ship sold to Libyans involved in war. That's the front page headline on the Irish Times this morning. Colm Keane has the story. Colm, tell us more.
Yeah, there's a new report out. An expert panel on Libya has submitted a report to the UN Council, Security Council, and it traces the ownership of the Ellie Ashlyn since it was sold by the state in March of 2017. The ship then went to a shipping broker. It was bought by a shipping broker in Holland, and Dick van der Kemp's ship sales. And that company sold it to a company in the United Arab Emirates called Universal Satcom Services. And it, in turn, sold it to a company in Libya, and is now under the ownership of this man called Khalifa Haftar, who's involved in the civil war over there. Now, the sale by the company in the United Arab Emirates was a breach of the arms embargo on sales to Libya, according to this expert panel. Interestingly, they trace the ownership and all the deals involved. So the Irish state sold it for 110,000, and by the time the company in Libya was buying it, it was the price was $1.5 million or €1.3 million. The ship had been decommissioned before it was sold by the state, but it's now been rearmed with the kind of cannons and so on that were on the ship originally. And so obviously it's available to this man who's described as a warlord and is involved in this war in Libya.
Once the Irish state had sold the ship, its obligations ended, though, didn't it?
Yeah, we spoke to a spokeswoman from the Department of Defence, and she said, well, they had no obligation to follow what happened to the ship after they'd sold it. They'd sold it to this shipping broker in Holland, and that was the end of their control over the what happened to it.
Colm, thank you. That's Colm Keane, a legal affairs correspondent with the Irish Times.